Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 28th of March, and this is your first devotional from Sojourn Retreat House. I want to ask you today, are you in survival mode? We've all been in a place where we feel like no matter how hard we work at our job, marriage, or life in general, that it goes unnoticed and unrewarded. At this point, our human nature causes us to give up and do the bare minimum in order to get through the day. This is survival mode. But what if I told you that we were created to thrive and not just to survive? Also, did you know that promotion comes from God? In Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, it reads, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." Now think of this. Man might not see what you do or don't do for that matter. But according to the word, God sees everything and he knows our hearts. In Jeremiah 17 verse 10, it says, "I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doings." Doesn't this just give new meaning to the verse, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." That's Colossians 3, verse 23 to 24. This is what is called a spirit of excellence. Joseph is a perfect example of a man who did his best despite his circumstances, as a slave and when in prison, and both of those circumstances led to his promotion. I want to tell you today that Joseph stood out. And I want to tell you that you too can stand out. But I think it's important to check your motives. Don't do it for the reward or the promotion. Joseph had absolutely no prospects of promotion or reward in either of his circumstances. He just had an excellent spirit. How then can you go unnoticed? So today I want to urge you, be the employee you'd want to hire, the spouse you'd want to marry. Live life with an excellent spirit, and I guarantee you that your life will change and that you will begin to thrive. Joseph's story can be found in Genesis 37, 39, 40, and 41. I urge you to read that. There's so many clues on how he operated in a spirit of excellence, even down to the last detail where when he was called out of prison to face Pharaoh, he shaved and changed his clothing. He operated in a spirit of excellence. Be blessed, and I'll speak to you again next week, Monday.